Sorry, fall across. Yes, that's true.
Fall on the ground.
Yeah,
not
yeah,
the ground. In this case, it's
fall.
cold.
Yes, you fall.
Okay.
That's correct. And we should also, while that fire is, while you're seeing the smoke, we should also have an escape plan as well. You know, we should have at least two ways of getting out of the home. You know, we can either plan for a door, which is closest, which should be closest to you, or a window, which doesn't have any locks or the burglar bars.
Right.
You know, we can.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. It's okay.
Would you advise the parents to teach the children how to use a fire extinguisher, and at what age?
As soon as they can hold it.
Right.
The thing is, now there are some extinguishers that look like a can of spray. All of them are not the big canisters what you will go into commercial buildings and see. I'm sorry, I don't have one. I think we have one inside the office. But there are some that the same big one or the big disinfectant spray, they actually come in those canisters. Now, realistically speaking, if I'm going to teach a child, I think children around from 5-6 years of age, they have an understanding. And you need to enforce it is not a play toy. It is for a serious event. We've had one or two community events where we actually allow children to use the canisters, those extinguishers, red extinguishers that you will see with the hose and everything.
Right.
And they did a superb job compared to some adults. Yeah, so kudos to the children. We sometimes tend to think, you know what, children are too young to do this and too young to do that. But that is not so. I would not put it in the hands of a 1 to 4 years old. But sometimes, you know, they have some children that are kind of mature and they're thinking, yes, they're children, but they're still kind of mature for their age. And if you have one of those children that you can work with, then I advise you to go ahead or give them another role inside the plan. Now, the sub just spoke about having exit drills in home, and this is the only time that we're going to allow the outside lady to come into our home. We call her Edith. And what Edith stands for is exit drills in the home.
Okay. Now,
Edith, yes, that is the only outside woman that we're allowing in the house. So, once you have Edith, and as you said, having a plan, knowing where your exits are. Now, she would have mentioned the window as an exit. We don't normally, under circumstances, use our prescribed windows as an exit. Now, if it is a case that you can exit, and again, it all goes back to common sense. If your primary escape, the door is blocked or you cannot use it, and you have a window there that is less than 4 feet that you know you can get the child out safely, you can get yourself out safely before causing harm and danger to yourself, don't sit down and fire and say that 4 feet or the sub say, don't move, that window is not an escape. If you don't escape one way, well, before the home, you get another way. So it's about common sense at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to tell you to take a child from a two-story building and pelt outside right to where you want locking up. That's endangering the child's life.
Yeah.
That's why if you're talking about Edith now, because you have to walk around your home, look at the dangers, take into consideration if the fire starts in this room, how are we going to escape? What are we going to do? And you need to have the children as part of your plan. Let them be us. It's not a case that you and mommy get them plan it or the grandparents plan it and the child does not understand what is going on. In order for any of us to buy into anything, we have to be schooled. We have to be educated. Why are we doing this? And you know that children nowadays ask, why?
True. Very curious.
That you can just say, do this or do that.
Yeah.
But why? and you tell them why. And as I said, you can give them rules. You know what? If the alarm goes off, you're in charge of making sure everybody's up or opening the door that everybody can go through this particular door. Make them a part of it.
That's good. That's good advice. And now is the time because they're on vacation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the devil finds work for idle hands, as the phrase goes. So we need to definitely make sure that they're occupied and occupied well and not always on the gadget. You know, I remember hearing somebody say that she and her husband had moved to the country because they love the outdoors. And when their son would say, I'm bored, she would say, that tree over there, go and play with it.
Yeah.
Because it's all about outside. It's all about, you know, letting them not just be in front of a screen all the time, right? The bicycle outside, you know, get them moving so that it's not all about just burning electricity, playing video games, and watching TV.
How many children know how to skip? How many children know how to play hopscotch? How many children know about red light, green light, 1, 2, 3? And I mean, all these are things. You come together, you teach your children. And that's why I don't get it when children say that they're bored.
Yes.
You used to get what? The pantyhose, parents' pantyhose, and you play, you call it Chinese skate. What? I can't remember the name. Chinese skate.
Also, was elastic bands.
Elastic? No, we used to use the pantyhose.
Wow.
One more point for still before we close off. When we get out of the house, we still have to have a meeting point where mommy and daddy can find you. You know, so down two houses down, there's a big mango tree. You know, you can stay under there until I come for you, and remember, tell your child that not to move. You know, wait until I come and get you. So,
yes, that's good. I just thought as well that we're talking about fire, but I know that the Barbados Fire Service deals with life safety on the whole. Mm-hmm. And, you know, God forbid, if there's an earthquake, we need to apply these principles as well. Please tell me again, tell us again what EDITH stands for. And would it apply in an earthquake scenario as well?
All right, so EDIF stands for exit drills in the home. Now, when it comes to earthquakes, now the maneuver, the advice may be a bit different because, you know, with an earthquake, you normally say look for like a beam or a table, something that you can shelter under that in case something above falls, that it creates a void that you can hide in this space. Persons tend to think about running outside. Now, we've seen in other places where the earth has opened because of the shaking and everything else, if you have poles with electrical power cords running across, you have trees outside, I'm not going to ask you to run from one and into an immediate danger. What's the chance that probably one of those poles can collapse, the power lines pop coming down, then you're risking electrocution. So, fire, get out, earthquake, seek and shelter in place.
Right.
If it is that the area is an open lot that you have, there are no trees, there are no power lines, there are no poles, and you think that you can safely get out there and be more. But then who's to say that you don't do that in piece of the building, the roof, or something comes and strikes you?
So, but then that's how you put under the beam, so that because the beam is more stable.
Or a strong, sturdy table, not just any table. You don't want a table that, you know, the wooden inside of there eating it out in. Every minute you get up, you say, look, that's underneath the ground, and you go and shelter under something like that, because even blowing from that alone, it can collapse.
Right.
So you're looking for something at the end of the day that is going to be sturdy. You're not going to go under that glass table either. I don't care. You can tell me it made of steel. but the glass on top. If anything hits that, comes down in what? Then you're going to be walking about looking like a porcupine with all pieces of glass sticking out to you.
Hmm. That's graphic, but thanks. Okay. Yes, we see that.
It's radio. You have to paint the picture.
Very much so. Very much so. Oh wow. Well, I'm sure we gave parents and guardians a lot of food for thought. Still in the beginning, almost in the middle of April, and the school resumes. We'll see on April 20th. And there's still time to teach your children these things. Of course, you know, knowledge is power and it doesn't expire. So when the children learn these things now, it's good for them to have this understanding regardless of the time of year. And before you know it, it will be summer vacation. And, you know, we still have to have these principles while they're at home all the time. So thank you very much, ladies, for another enlightening session on the 311 radio show. And I want to say thank you. If anyone wants any more information, what is the contact number?
Those numbers again are 535-7829, 535-7830-3132, or 33. And the thing, the beautiful thing about it is that if you call one of those numbers and you don't get through, somebody else is able to pick up. So you have a set of people at your hands, at your disposal whenever you call.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And I know you also wanted people to know about a relocation and just to be aware of what is happening.
Yes, that's quite correct. We're moving. We'd have moved from Bridgetown, Province Street, and we would have moved to the Pine area, just the building adjacent opposite CXC, drainage. Now, we're moving from there quite shortly, so I thought that it would be nice to put it out there in the early, and we're moving down to, well, basically in the same area, but we're moving a little further down or up. Okay. I don't know, according to how you look at it. We're now moving to Pine North South Boulevard. So this is the building right by the spotlights. And one of the things about this is that it is going to create a bit of a challenge, because if you recognize, if you know the area, you have the stoplights there. You have persons who are going back. Forgive me, I don't know the names of the roads that way. You have persons who are going back at the Parkinson School, or you have the ones who are turning the other way. The other way. going to, we start at, no, and here will be the school that we're opposite. Going to, if you want, go back to Columbia Rock. That road that will take you back to Columbia Rock.
Yes.
Right? Or we have the ones that will take you across by community college. So yes, we have persons traversing that general area. Now, I need persons to be cognizant of the fact that the trucks are now moving closer down there. So they're not going to be driving by memory anymore. You have to be constantly vigilant now. So you have to be listening for those alarms, for these sirens. And you also have to pay attention when the truck is coming back from whatever response, that it still needs to get access into that facility. So we're asking motorists to please be on the alert as much as possible for the siren, listen up for the sirens, give the officers the right of way. Please do not impede us from carrying out our duties. You don't know, and I'm praying it could be a family member or somebody. At this point in time, yes, we are moving again. It's not too far, but we're asking you to bear this in mind. If you haven't heard it anywhere else, you heard it here on the 311 radio show, there is going to be a move pretty soon. The final date, I don't have that in mind as yet, but I just thought that it is important to get that message out there as early as possible so persons become more aware. They would have seen certain activities there. You know, obtain the widening of the area where we're going to traverse the the removal of part of the yard wall to make accommodation for the trucks and such. Like, I know you would have seen persons, the officers in and out of the building going to and fro. And that is hence the reason for all the traffic around that area, because that is going to be the home of the Barbados Fire Service, the Bridgetown Fire Station, until our new facility has been erected.
All right. So that's Pine North South Boulevard.
Correct. Right there by the stoplight.
Right by the stoplight. Well, thank you, officers, for your time and for enlightening us as usual on the 311 radio show. Thank you, Fire and Life Safety Inspectorate Supervisor, Andrew Williams. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much as well, too.
And to Senior Fire and Life Safety Officer Natasha Ford, thank you.
Oh, you're most welcome, and thank you.
And I'm Krista J. Paul, thanking you for being with us here on the 311 radio show. Remember, you can listen to the podcast on VOB929.com, and you can look out for the video on VOB92.9FM's Facebook page. God bless, and as we always say,
fire prevention is our intention.
Thank you.